I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 20th of April, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 8. Jesus says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Oh, my dear friend, the door is open. All we have to do, you and I, is to walk through it. Do you remember that story of that sailing ship, maybe in the 1800s, a huge sailing ship that was caught in a calm? Apparently, the sailors tell me that's probably one of the most dangerous places to be when you're in the middle of the ocean and there's no wind and you're on a sailing ship. And this ship had been standing for about 3 weeks. The sailors were starting to really panic because they had no fresh drinking water. And all of a sudden, they saw a ship on the horizon and they sent a message saying, we are dying of thirst. Please help us with water, fresh water. And the other ship sent back a signal to say, let your bucket down. There is fresh water under you. They were about 80 miles out from the mouth of the mighty Amazon River in South America, which pushes fresh water right out into the sea. Today, the Lord is saying to you and I, just let your bucket down, because there's plenty fresh water right underneath you. You just have to take it. The door is open. Walk through it. When the door closes, you don't go through it. But when the door is open by faith and the little strength you have, go straight through that door. And the Lord has got something very special for you on the other side. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.